Green Sizing for Productivity by Laura Stack, theproductivitypro.com. Well, we all want to do our part to help the environment, but if you can give the earth a break and increase your productivity at the same time, that's a real no-brainer, correct? Luckily, there are a lot of things that you can do to help sustain the planet and sustain your productivity as well. Here are some tips on how to green size your life and get more done. First, how can you use less paper? About 80% of papers that are filed are never referenced again, in my experience. What a waste! So a good solution would be to file less. An even better solution? Produce less paper to begin with. Now, that doesn't mean you have to constantly inconvenience yourself or feel guilty about every sheet that comes off the printer. It just means that you should think twice before you hit print. Do you really need a paper copy of that email message or status report? The less paper you allow into your day, the less time you'll spend managing it. I'm talking about filing things, shuffling them around, tearing through the heaps of paper to find what you really need. So keeping less paper means you'll have an easier time finding the things that really matter and also eliminate some of the stress that inevitably comes from stacks of paper clutter. The next idea is to give your PC and yourself a rest. When was the last time you gave your computer a break? No, not just letting it sit with the screensaver on, that doesn't count. I mean actually shutting it down all the way. The next time you finish working for the day, turn your computer off all the way to black screen, no blinking lights. This saves energy and lets the machine cool down for the night. Why will you get more done? Shutting down your computer at the end of the day not only saves electricity, but it can work wonders for your personal energy level. It's easy enough to leave a computer untouched at the office, but I bet your home computer is buzzing away whenever someone is nearby. This can lead to technological burnout. Wherever you are, you're constantly checking email, mindlessly surfing the web, compulsively scanning social networking sites. The next thing you know, it's deep into the night and you never really took the time to unwind. Shutting the computer down means you're less likely to just plop down in front of it for, quote, just a minute, and more likely to accomplish things around the house, spend time relaxing with your family, or go get some exercise. The next tip is to drive smart. Does it ever feel like you're losing time every day, running errands, or zipping around from appointment to appointment? If you think ahead, you might be able to consolidate all those quick trips into one or two longer outings, especially if you can batch them together based on where you need to go. Also considering making your regular commute outside of rush hour. You'll travel the same distance in a shorter time and pollute less along the way. How does this help you get more done? Driving smarter isn't just going to save gas, money, and harmful emissions, but it's also going to save you time. Planning ahead and spending less time running around or stuck in traffic will do nothing but add precious productive minutes or hours to your day. The next idea is to recycle and declutter. Do you always feel better after getting rid of stuff? It doesn't matter if you're at home or in the office, getting rid of clutter is always a liberating experience. Tackle problem areas one at a time by identifying clutter and dividing it into storage, trash, and recycling piles. Recycling can mean sending junk to a traditional recycling facility or simply passing items along to those who can make better use of them than you can. Sites like freecycle.org can help you find a good home for your unused stuff, and local schools and libraries often have a need for any extra office supplies you may have lying around. How does this help you get more done? Getting rid of clutter is just plain good for your state of mind, which is overall good for your productivity. On top of that, getting rid of clutter will have the same effect as getting rid of paper. Less junk to sort through, less stuff, fewer storage hassles, less to clean, more space to live and work. The next idea is to travel less. And a lot of companies learned this lesson from the recession, but there's an environmental impact as well. Is all of your business travel necessary? Think about the trips you take, whether they're across town or across the country. Would it be possible to get the work done remotely? Use a conference call? Use a virtual site such as GoToMeeting? Technology allows us to accomplish a lot from afar, from conference calls to complete virtual presentations. If you can manage to stay in town in a few instances where you'd usually pack up the car or hop on an airplane, you'll be doing Mother Nature and yourself a favor. How does this help you get more done? Business trips can eat a lot of time. Sometimes you'll literally need to spend days on the road for the sake of engaging in a few hours of productive activity once you get there. Sure, you can get work done on the go, but it isn't the same as being close to your base. Skipping an out-of-town trip or two can free you up to make a serious dent in your workload. Bottom line, when you get down to it, green sizing is just a matter of paying a little more attention to the habits that you wouldn't usually give a second thought. Often, productivity is the same way. I hope you'll join me in thinking twice and finding simple ways to conserve not only precious resources, but valuable time as well. The planet will thank you, and you'll get more done. That's what I call a win-win. Make it a productive day. Copyright 2009, Laura Stack. All rights reserved. ThePro.com.